finally, the culmination, what really got the whole this whole family started out here, was there was a tremendous coal reserve under this ranch. It was the what they call the Crowberg vein of coal. It's a bituminous coal, high BTU, good for the steel mills to make coke out of. And in 1937, he leased that to Sinclair Coal and Coke Company, which is Russell Kells and Merle Kells, which now today is Peabody Coal Company. They mine coal on the ranch on the 9 years, 1937 to 1946. And they shipped about 25 to 50 railroad cars a day of coal out of Catoosa. That's what got us started.
So that was just the luck of the draw.
Well, he knew those reserves were there.
Okay, when he bought the ranch.
But when he bought the ranch, yeah. But still, I mean,
he didn't know to what degree.
No. He wasn't a geologist or anything. He just could tell where the outcrop was, in the geological outcrop in this area. You know, the coal, if it outcrops here, as it goes west, it drops about 35 feet to the mile.
So he had accumulated enough money, or did he got loans to buy the ranch?
In his law practice, well, he got some fees that were sufficient for him to make a down payment on it. You know, he didn't pay for all of it.
So and then made payments, and then the coal, of course, probably paid it off.
The coal's what paid it off, yeah. And then in the middle of the Depression, he helped start what was then the Rogers County Bank. I asked him about that, and he told me, he said, what happened? We had all the banks in town had gone broke except one, and Mr. Askew was the banker. And Mr. Askew was hard of hearing when he wanted to be, and when he wasn't, well, he could hear you very well. But anyway, my dad went in to borrow some money. Mr. Askew, he brought in $15,000 worth of negotiable securities. Mr. Askew asked him how much he wanted. And he said, well, all I can get. And he said, tell you what I'll do, I'll loan you $500. And I asked my dad what he did. He said, I just picked my $15,000 worth of securities up, walked out the door, and made up my mind if the town was ever going to grow, and the area was ever going to grow, we had to have another bank. And he didn't have the money, but it took him a year, and he started organizing the people here. And in a year's time, they raised $25,000. A few dollars here, a few dollars there. And what really put them over the top was an oil man named Bartley Milam in Chelsea, Oklahoma. And the oil and gas people did very well, even in the Depression. He had the political clout and the finances to get them started. And so they opened the bank in January of 1936. With $25,000 worth of capital. And today, that bank has grown to the total assets are about $1,325,000,000.
It was known then as Rogers County Bank, and today is known as
RCB Bank. Yeah.
Right, because you went out of the county and went into other areas.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the way good things start.